This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman's capital Muscat this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit spoke to the Indian ambassador to Oman, G.V. Srinivas, in Muscat. Mr. Srinivas said both the nations condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and are connected with each other to fight this menace. More in this report.
Indian Ambassador G.V. Srinivas said that the strategic element of the collaboration between the three armed forces of both the nations, Army, Navy and Air Force, is extremely high. Meanwhile, the visit of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Oman starting from today evening would see interactions with the Sultan of Oman on various issues of mutual interest. After landing here, he will be welcomed by the Indian community. The Prime Minister will be meeting with the business leaders from both the countries tomorrow and would also interact with the Indian community members living here for the last many generations. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed the joint session of Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa. The Prime Minister said India and Ethiopia share a vision of a world where the Global South rises, not against anyone but for everyone. He said the Global South is writing its own destiny.
The Global South is writing its own destiny, and India and Ethiopia share a vision for it. Our vision is of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
During his two-day visit to the African country, Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Abiy Ahmed Ali in Addis Ababa. India and Ethiopia elevated their historical ties to a strategic partnership. The two countries also signed 8 MOUs, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi was conferred Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, by his Ethiopian counterpart. The Prime Minister has since left for Oman. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal announced the signing of a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, a free trade agreement, tomorrow in the presence of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Sultan of Oman. Addressing Oman-India Business Dialogue in Muscat today, he said signing of the agreement would be a new chapter in the development of both the nations. The CEPA aims to enhance trade between the two countries and increase bilateral trade flows. He said the four major sectors of mutual benefit would be energy transition, infrastructure, food security and startup ecosystem. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Sabka Bima Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Insurance Act 1938, the Life Insurance Corporation Act 1956 and the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority Act 1999. The bill proposes to increase the foreign direct investment limit in Indian insurance companies from 74 to 100% of the paid-up equity capital. The bill reduces the net owned fund requirements for foreign entities engaged in the reinsurance business from 5,000 crore rupees to 1,000 crore rupees. The bill amends the definition of an insurance cooperative society to remove the requirement of minimum paid up share capital of 100 crore rupees for life, general and health insurance businesses. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that Prasar Bharati has prepared a draft Content Syndication Policy 2025 to promote cultural outreach and monetize content while also upholding its public service mandate. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Murugan said the policy aims to monetize content being produced by Doordarshan and Akashvani, archived national and regional content, and live coverages like government events, festivals, sports, etc. India today summoned Bangladesh High Commissioner to India Riaz Hamidullah and conveyed the nation's strong concerns at the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said the Bangladesh High Commissioner was informed of the activities of some extremist elements who have announced plans to create a security situation around the Indian mission in Dhaka. And with that, we end this news bulletin.